Welcome to Dreams of Porto, a sleep story. Tonight, we embark on a journey of tranquility and wonder, where the charm of Portugal's Douro Valley merges with the vibrant energy of the city of Porto. Our weary traveler, seeking respite from the demands of the world, finds solace amidst the rolling vineyards of the Douro Valley. Bathed in the soft, golden light of early evening, they explore fragrant orchards, listening to the symphony of nature. As the night deepens, the traveler ventures into the heart of Porto, a city alive with laughter, music, and the aroma of delectable cuisine. Wandering its narrow streets, they stumble upon a traditional fado performance, a soulful serenade that tugs at the heartstrings. But amidst the city's liveliness, the traveler craves a moment of stillness. They find it by the Douro River, where the tranquil waters and starry skies lull them into a peaceful slumber. Join us in this enchanting tale, where the beauty of nature and the vibrancy of a city blend harmoniously, guiding you towards a night of serene dreams in the heart of Porto. In the heart of Portugal, nestled amidst the ancient hills of the Douro Valley, a vast expanse of vineyards unfolded, as if nature itself had painted an endless canvas of lush green and vibrant grapevines. The rolling hills stretched as far as the eye could see, each row of vines meticulously tended to by generations of skilled vintners. It was a landscape that spoke of timelessness, where tradition and nature intertwined in perfect harmony. As the day began to wane, the setting sun cast its benevolent gaze upon this storied land. Its rays, now bathed in a warm golden hue, caressed the vine-covered slopes, transforming them into a breathtaking panorama of colors. The valley came alive with an ethereal glow, a testament to the magic that unfolded here with each passing sunset. Amidst this breathtaking tableau stood our weary traveler, a solitary figure in a world of vine and sky. Their footsteps were soft against the earth, echoing the whispered secrets of the valley. With each inhalation of the fragrant air, a sense of tranquility washed over them. It was as though the very essence of the place had taken hold of their soul. The traveler had journeyed from distant lands, seeking respite from the ceaseless whirlwind of modern life. They yearned for a sanctuary of peace and serenity, a place where time moved at its own unhurried pace. And here, in the embrace of the Douro Valley, they had found just that, a sanctuary where the rustling leaves and gentle sway of grapevines whispered promises of solace. With the sun now dipping below the horizon, the traveler decided to explore deeper into this enchanted landscape. They knew that in the heart of these vineyards and orchards, they would discover a world where dreams were nurtured by the land itself, a world where sleep would come as gently as the moonrise over the Douro Valley. In the late afternoon, with the sun descending toward the western horizon, our weary traveler decided to explore the orchards adjacent to the vineyards. It was a moment of tranquil transition, where the daylight still held its gentle sway over the landscape, promising a serene interlude before the night's embrace. The orchards, a lush oasis, nestled among the vine-covered hills, beckoned with their vibrant greenery. As the traveler ventured deeper into this fragrant sanctuary, they were enveloped by the symphony of nature. Citrus trees, their branches adorned with vibrant oranges and lemons, reached out to greet them. Almond trees, their delicate blossoms releasing a sweet and intoxicating scent, painted the air with a fragrant melody. With each step, the traveler's senses came alive. Leaves rustled softly overhead, and branches swayed in a gentle rhythm, as if whispering secrets of the orchard's timeless wisdom. The air was filled with the heady perfume of blossoms and the fruity aroma of ripening treasures. Nature had transformed this place into a sensory paradise. As the late afternoon sun bathed the orchards in its warm, golden light, a tranquil calmness settled over the landscape. The traveler found a peaceful nook amidst the boughs of an ancient citrus tree. They lowered themselves onto the cool grass, feeling the earth's comforting touch beneath them. Looking up, they were greeted by a mesmerizing sight, a sky painted with shades of orange and pink, hinting at the approaching twilight. Lying there, surrounded by the sweet scents of blossoms and the gentle whispers of leaves, the traveler felt a profound connection to the world around them. The fading daylight brought a sense of quietude, a moment of stillness in a world that often rushed by. It was a haven of tranquility, and in this peaceful interlude, the traveler knew that sleep would soon find them, just as gently as the orchard leaves rustled in the late afternoon breeze. As the sun dipped lower in the sky, casting long shadows over the orchards in the early evening, the traveler's senses remained entranced by the evolving scenery. The orchards, bathed in the soft, warm light of the early dusk, continued to weave their enchantment. The traveler found themselves in a tranquil clearing, surrounded by citrus and almond trees. The orchards seemed to come alive with the approaching nightfall, their vibrant colors and fragrant blossoms creating a sensory feast. It was a place of natural wonder where time flowed gracefully, unhurried by the world's demands. In this evolving atmosphere, the traveler's senses were heightened. The sky above transitioned into shades of orange and pink, offering a breathtaking backdrop to the unfolding evening. It was a moment of quiet beauty, a pause in the day's hustle and bustle. As the early evening descended upon the orchards, a gentle orchestra of nature began to play. From the hidden depths of the groves, a chorus of crickets emerged, their rhythmic chirping filling the air with a soothing melody. The cricket's song was a testament to the harmony of the natural world, a lullaby that transcended language and spoke directly to the traveler's soul. Their melodious sounds echoed through the orchards, inviting the traveler to immerse themselves in the serenity of the moment. Lying amidst the fragrant blossoms and cool grass, the traveler allowed themselves to be carried away by the enchanting serenade. The earth beneath them cradled them in comfort, while the cricket's song worked its magic, dissolving the cares of the day. As the early evening deepened and the first stars began to twinkle overhead, the traveler felt an intimate connection with the beauty of nature. The cricket's chorus became a gentle lullaby, guiding them towards a tranquil state of relaxation. In this peaceful moment, surrounded by the symphony of crickets and the soft embrace of the orchards, the traveler knew that a restful sleep was beckoning, promising a night of sweet dreams in the heart of Porto. As the early evening descended upon the orchards, the traveler decided it was time to leave the peaceful embrace of the orchards and embark on a new leg of their journey. With a sense of anticipation and curiosity, they bid farewell to the fragrant blossoms and began to make their way toward the vibrant city of Porto. Leaving behind the tranquil orchards, the traveler followed a winding path that led them closer to the heart of the city. The transition from nature's serenity to the urban world was marked by a gradual crescendo of distant sounds that tugged at their senses. As they approached Porto, the traveler began to hear the unmistakable sounds of life in full swing. Laughter and joyous conversations filled the air, intermingling with the lilting notes of music that grew louder with each step. It was a symphony of human celebration, a chorus of voices and melodies that beckoned the traveler closer. Finally, the traveler arrived in the heart of Porto, where the ancient cobblestone streets welcomed them with their timeless charm. The soft glow of street lamps cast a warm and inviting illumination upon the scene, creating a magical ambiance that danced with shadows and secrets. The city revealed itself in all its splendor. Historic buildings adorned with intricate tilework, bustling cafes with inviting outdoor seating, and colorful facades that painted the streets with a vibrant palette. People of all walks of life strolled through the cobblestone lanes, sharing stories, savoring delectable Portuguese cuisine, and reveling in the city's timeless energy. For the weary traveler, Porto was a sanctuary of human connection and urban beauty. The bustling streets and the laughter of strangers offered a sense of belonging, a reminder that even in the heart of a city, one could find moments of peace and unity. In this enchanting moment, amidst the bustling heart of Porto, the traveler felt a sense of harmony with the world. The city's energy surrounded them, promising new experiences and adventures. With each step they took, they were drawn deeper into the embrace of Porto, a place where dreams could take root and flourish in the rich soil of human connection. The traveler found themselves immersed in the vibrant tapestry of Porto's night, where the city's pulse quickened with the intoxicating rhythms of life. The air was filled with a sense of excitement and possibility as locals and visitors alike gathered in the heart of the city to savor its rich offerings. Outdoor cafes, their tables adorned with flickering candlelight, and the tantalizing aroma of Portuguese cuisine lined the cobblestone streets. People sat in clusters, their laughter and animated conversations blending harmoniously with the soft melodies of fado, drifting from hidden corners. The traveler couldn't resist the allure of these cozy outdoor venues. As they meandered through the narrow, winding streets, each turn revealed new delights. Historic buildings, their facades adorned with intricate tilework, told stories of centuries past. The traveler couldn't help but admire the architectural marvels that seemed frozen in time, a testament to Porto's rich heritage. The colorful tiled facades that adorned the buildings were like vibrant canvases, painted with patterns and stories unique to each neighborhood. Each step was a journey through history and art, where the past and present coexisted in perfect harmony. And then, as if guided by fate, the traveler stumbled upon a dimly lit tavern tucked away in a narrow alley. A sign above the door announced a traditional fado performance, a hauntingly beautiful genre of Portuguese music known for its soulful, melancholic melodies. The traveler was drawn inside by the melancholic strains of the fado singer's voice, which hung heavy in the air like a veil of emotion. The tavern was cozy and intimate, its wooden beams and stone walls soaked in history. Patrons sat in hushed reverence, their eyes fixed on the performer, who poured their heart and soul into each note. The music was like a bittersweet tale, a lament for lost love and distant shores. It tugged at the traveler's heartstrings, evoking a profound sense of nostalgia and longing. In that moment, surrounded by the flickering candlelight and the mesmerizing music, the traveler felt deeply connected to the soul of Porto. As the fado singer's final note hung in the air, the tavern erupted in applause, the emotional catharsis shared by all. It was a reminder that in the heart of a city filled with life's bustling energy, there existed pockets of profound emotion and artistry. Leaving the tavern, the traveler continued to explore the enchanting night of Porto, their heart and soul enriched by the experiences of the evening. The city's lively atmosphere and the magic of fado had etched memories that would linger long after they closed their eyes in peaceful slumber. Seeking a moment of solitude and reflection, the traveler left the bustling heart of Porto behind and ventured toward the serene embrace of the Douro River. Away from the lively city center, they found a quiet corner where the river's soothing presence beckoned. As they reached the riverbank, the traveler's footsteps muffled by the soft sand, a sense of calm washed over them. The Douro River, in all its majesty, stretched out before them, its waters reflecting the shimmering lights of the city. The gentle lapping of the river against the shore became a serene melody that danced with the flickering stars above. Sitting down by the water's edge, the traveler felt as though they had discovered a hidden sanctuary within the heart of Porto itself. The city's vibrant energy gradually faded into the distance, replaced by the tranquil embrace of the river and the hushed sounds of the night. The traveler gazed out at the river, its waters carrying stories of generations past and dreams of the future. The lights of boats gliding along the gentle current created a mesmerizing play of reflections. It was a moment of profound stillness, a pause in the ceaseless flow of time. As they listened to the rhythmic lullaby of the river, the travelers' thoughts began to settle, and their cares of the day dissolved into the night. The city's vibrant spirit, which had been so captivating, gave way to a deeper sense of peace and inner tranquility. Under the canopy of stars, cradled by the tranquil sounds of Porto, the traveler felt a profound sense of connection with the city, the river, and the universe itself. In this serene moment, they surrendered to the gentle pull of slumber, knowing that the dreamscape that awaited would be woven with the magic and memories of Porto, a city that had revealed its heart and soul in the most enchanting way. And so, with the tranquil sounds of the Douro River as their lullaby, the traveler drifted into a peaceful slumber, carried away on the current of dreams, cradled by the embrace of a city that had welcomed them with open arms.